This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Joanne Doyle on the line. She heads up Not Forgotten, which is a part of Uncharted Ministries. We've talked with Tom Doyle, her husband, many times, and now I have the pleasure of speaking with Joanne. And Joanne, this recent article from Gatestone Institute, it's describing women's role in the current revolution underway in Iran. And we're going to talk about this development as well as the ministry of Not Forgotten. But I wanted to start out with a couple questions about something this article points out. It's talking about women that are fighting back in different ways, whether it's not wearing a veil or, you know, that's kind of the focus, but there's other ways as well. The Iranian regime issued 2,000 new morality police to stem this movement. And I guess my first question is, why are women viewed as a threat in this context?
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you for having me, Katie. I'm so excited to have this chat with you this morning. But yes, definitely the Iranian women that are rising up against the Islamic regime really is their right. God has called and created women to be the spiritual gatekeepers. And even though we see that in scripture, and even though these women are in this culture that says men rule and, you know, women have no rights, that is still their God-given right to be the spiritual gatekeeper. So their rising up really is of what God has woven in their heart, that they can use the voice that He's given them for truth. And sadly, what we see happening, what really took place in 1979 when the revolution took over in Iran, these women have been silenced. They have been pushed in the darkness. They have been cloaked in veils by force. And they are finally saying enough. Enough. And so I think that's really what we're seeing. And it also, okay, one thing I'll add is this is really more of a spiritual issue than it is a political issue. Although it, you know, plays out on the political field, it really is a spiritual issue.
And can you explain why that is? You're just like Tom, you leave great cliffhangers. So I'd like to know more.
Yes, that's great. That's a good question. Well, really, when we go back to the very beginning of time in Genesis, specifically chapter 3, after the fall, we see God come and basically hand out the punishment for Adam and all men, for Eve and all women, and then the serpent, who, of course, is the devil. And what he told Satan is he said that I will, because you've done this, I will put enmity between you and the woman. And enmity, if you look at that definition, it means to actively oppose, to be hostile towards someone. It's really open hatred. And so the battle against women on Satan's end started in the garden, and he has been seeking to destroy women ever since. I think he pretty much holds a grudge, don't you think, all these thousands of years later. Satan mainly attacks women. Obviously, he is a roaring lion seeking to devour all of us. But I think specifically his attack is against women, because that verse in, I think it's verse 15 in chapter 3, goes on to say that the offspring of woman would bruise his head and destroy him. And of course, the offspring is Jesus. And so that's why the battle is really more specifically against women. And that's why it's more spiritual than it is just political.
And, you know, I want to equip our prayer warriors too. How, I guess, going back and looking at the overall picture, how should we pray for, specifically for women in Iran, and for women who come to the West and maybe are in that isolated situation?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a beautiful question, because truly prayer is the work of missions. It is the most important thing that we can do is to go to the throne and beseech the Father. So to answer the first part of your question, how do we pray for the women that are in Iran? Number one, we pray that God would be working and preparing their hearts, that He would reach them, woo them to Himself. You know, we hear about this incredible thing about Muslims having dreams about Jesus. My husband and I pray that all the time, as does our team, that Jesus will begin reaching these women and men in their dreams, and that will set them on a journey to find out who is the true Jesus, not Isa the prophet, but Jesus, the Son of God, so that in that search, they will then find Jesus as their Savior. And I would also pray for these dear women trapped in Islam and Iran. So many of them that are seeking to be brave and bold and to speak truth are being persecuted, being sent to prison. And we know a lot of the prisons, Evin Prison, for example, in Iran, they are notorious. They are horrific. The torture that people endure is horrible. So pray that God would surround them and protect them so that they have the opportunity to respond to faith in Jesus Christ.